down the side road, but he's always following them. For the Gemara Hilchi is so safe and ami. Kibun the Yomalem Lechuv and Ibrach Rechem Samkadatayu. That in this Sefer, since the Master tells them clearly, you go down yourself and I'll come later, so there they feel Hamish, that they feel the Master is not with them, therefore it won't bother them to let their friend touch their tires. That's why we're afraid, not for their Maga, but for their friend's Maga. Mashaykin and the Reisha, when the Master did not say he's leaving them, even though he's not there, but they're always afraid maybe he's down the side road watching us. So then the parlor and the workers will not let any friends touch the tyrus, therefore the tyrus still remains torn. Now the Mishnah says, HaManiach HaGachavim Mechanusai, all the four cases of the Mishnah. Now Rav explains now with Tzricha, I need all four cases of the Mishnah. Oh Tzricha. The Tani Avikichavim, the first case that traveling together, Tisavad Dilmasi V'chazoyilei, maybe the Jew will come back and see me. We're carrying the wine together. The Jew stepped out for a minute. The guy is always afraid to touch the wine. Maybe the Jew will come back. Alvo the crying of Isrina, but when the wine is in the wagon or in the ship, Ema the mafig lelisvinta v'yavid ma deboi. That maybe the guy feels, listen, I'm going to go. I'm traveling now on the ship. I'm here alone on the ship. The Jew does not see me. He doesn't care about me. So take care and do what he wants. That's the Chiddush know, that even in this case, where the guy is alone on the wagon or on the ship, the guy is always afraid still, maybe the Jew will come back. Now, Vitani, the crying of Isrina, the case of a wagon and a ship, Mishun Desava Dilma, Sibiokachriti. Even though I don't see him right now, maybe he's coming down the shortcut, he's coming down the road, he's always afraid. Vikoy Yaguda, he's going on the side, on the bank, Vikhozli, he'll see me. But a case where you leave your guy working for you in your liquor store. He's there alone now. Ema, why not be afraid, even if the Jew did not tell the guy that he's leaving, but still, when the guy sees that the owner left, let's be afraid. He'll fast go and close the door. Viyavid called the boy, and he'll do whatever he wants. Like he's in a closed room now. Let's be afraid even for 1 or 2 minutes he'll close the door. Kamashla know that still he's afraid maybe any minute now the Jew will come back.
Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechnon, Machloikis, when do we have the Machloikis in the Mishnah? Bishel Sid, only if they make the cover from lime. Bishel Sid, so Rashi says, whether it's a new cover or an old cover, it's white. So therefore, it's a Machloikis, as the Tanakhama says, you have to be afraid, maybe the guy will just make a hole in the cover and then seal it up, because since it's both white, you can't tell so much. Aval Bishel Tit, but if the cover is made from sheltit b'shem clay, so there Rashi says that when you first make it, it's black. And it remains black for a day or two. It first turns white. After a day or two, so then everybody agrees that we're not afraid the guy will just make a hole. Because if he just made a hole and then put the tit there, you could tell that it was a new hole. Because it takes a day or two until it really dries out to become white. So the sheltit, if the cover was made from tit, from clay, then divrihako kadeshi yiftach. That it's only us if the Jew went away long enough that the guy should be able to break open the whole cover, the yigoy make a new cover there, the yigoy then it should dry out. That's what Rabbi Bachana says. So Moshe says, Meisve, I have a question. Is it true what you're saying? Meisve says, Amr Hashem Gamliel Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself said back to Chachamim like this. He argued back to the Rabbanan, how could you say you have to be afraid that the guy would just make a hole in the top and then seal it? If he just makes a hole and seals it up, you could tell, the Jew would be able to tell that he did. We'll say, no, you could tell. So my answer is, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who do lo yoda my kamer Rabbanan? I'll tell you it's like this. Rabbi Shimon did not know exactly what was the reason or in which case exactly do the Chacham say that we have to be afraid the guy will only just make a hole on top, a smaller shear. He didn't know what they meant. This is what Rabbi Shimon said back to the Rabbanim. Listen, if you're arguing on me and saying even by tit, where the top was made from clay, that you say that you're afraid, we're afraid for short as man, maybe the guy just pierced a hole on top and then clogged it up. So on this, Rav Shimon says, no, we should not be afraid for this. Why? Kustum and Iker. If it's made from clay, and the guy makes a hole there, when he clogs it up, we can tell. It takes a day or two until it dries out to become white. The first day or two, we can tell it's still black. So that's one thing we're not afraid. Bein Milmala, where the hole was done on top, or Bein Momati, you can tell. And then he speaks out Reb Shimon. And if you want to tell me, Vi Bishel Sid Kamrisu, and if you're only arguing me only by Sid, only by lying, that there you say we're afraid the guy would make a small hole. So I agree with you. Nihi de lamala loyadi, truth that on top, I agree to you. That we have to be afraid. Because there we cannot tell, the Jew cannot realize whether he made the hole or not. Because he seals it up nicely, and he can smooth it out nicely on top, and lime is white right away. So it's true, the Jew cannot tell. So then I admit to you, we have to be afraid for as short as the man, if the Jew just went away long enough that the guy could just make a hole on the top of the barrel, that would make it awesome. But lamata on the bottom, mios yudia. On the bottom, well, there we can tell. So if the hole was on the bottom, we should not be afraid for a short time. For Rabbanan say no. Kivon de milamala. La yudia, since on top, where it's made with shell sid, you cannot recognize it on top. So I tell you, loimasek adaita diapach. The Jew did not even think to check it out to say maybe the guy changed it upside down and made a hole there. For Chosle to look. So therefore, in both places, the Rabbanan say that it's also on Sid. Because the Shel Sid, the Rabbanan say you have to be afraid. Maybe did it on bottom, maybe did it on top. If he did it on top, you can't tell. Right. And if he did it on bottom, the Svar, the Jew, will not even look at it. Right.
He could run in the barrel.
Mor says, in other territories, zimn in the cholim. Sometimes on the bottom it gets clogged up and strong by itself. Like the sediments comes down, as she says, mismala neke malmato. Sometimes the bottom hole could be cleared up very strong. So therefore you have to be afraid on the bottom also that it's not nikur, and that's the machloikis. The cholim say, we are afraid. And Mishimin says, no. So coming out good, that the machloikis is only bishel sid. But Bishel Tit, everybody agrees to Reb Shimon. Omar Rav says, Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Hoy lo tenan stam kavasa. Bring your proof. It says a stam mishnah like him that what they're only afraid if the Jew left the guy with the wine long enough that the guy has enough time to break open the whole cover and replace a new cover. The tenan says now mishnah at the end. What's going to be hoy oichol halashuchan imoy? That the Jew invited the guy over to his house to eat with him, and they're eating on the same table. V'niach login ala shulchan, and the Jew put down a flask of wine, and login ala dulvaki. He also had a flask of wine on the side table where they prepare the food. So it says v'niach v'yotze, and the Jew went out and came back again. So it says in such a case, mashallah shulchan osa. The wine is on top of the table; it's osa, because the guy has a right to drink. You invited him over, you put down wine on the table, he has the right to drink that wine. So you have to be afraid he touched the wine. But mashallah dulba kimuta. But the wine on the side table to just prepare, since you did not tell him to take it, and in mal that's not the food to drink right now, it's not on the table, so you have he's afraid to touch it. But v'yemor maloi, if the Jew told the guy, listen, be hamish here, have a mozik v'shaisa, you could dilute the wine, add water to it, and drink, he gave him the right to take care of himself of wine, then once he's hamish here, even the wine on the side table we have to be afraid. The guy takes full advantage and drinks some side wine also. Then the Mishnah says, when the Jew left the house, if there's chavius psuchas asuris, if the barrels are opened up there, then we have to be afraid the guy touched it also. He's hamish in the house now. Stumus, but if the Jew left over some closed barrels, and then mutaris. And the Mishnah says, "What is the Mishnah? Kidei sheyiftach v'yigoy v'tigot." It's mutter unless the Jew went away long enough that the guy should be able to break open the whole cover, yiftach, open up the whole cover, v'yigoy, replace a new cover, v'tigot, seal it down till it dries up. So it's a stam Mishnah. It doesn't say Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's a stam Mishnah. Mashma, we paskin like him. So it's a pshit. Of course you're right. Look at the end of our Mishnah. It's a stam Mishnah. Tamar says, no, Mother Tam, I would have thought to say, Kumar Rab Shimon Gamliel Katani Lot. It's not really a Stam Mishnah. Since Rab Shimon was mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, when the end of the Mishnah says, Ovi is Halacha, it also really meant to say, Dirva Rab Shimon Gamliel. So I would have thought to say it's not a Stam Mishnah. Kamashmullah, no. Kamashmullah, yes, that's considered a Stam Mishnah. We pass them like him. Now the Gemara has a question. Listen, we hold like a Shimon Gamliel that we're not afraid the guy will just pierce a small hole on the top of the barrel. He's afraid he'll be caught. He can't seal it up so well. So therefore, we're only afraid maybe the guy will really make a ziyuf, means uncover, remove the whole cover, and then replace a new cover. That's like remaking over a whole new seal. So the question is, that we're not afraid the guy will just pierce a hole. We're only afraid maybe he'll open up the whole cover. So good, that's what Rishim Gamliel holds. But Vilkasa we also pass in Kabasa to Reb Leza, that we have before in the second paragraph, where Reb Leza holds, Rashi says, that even if you only have one seal on your barrel of wine, we're not afraid the guy will take out the tircha, the bother, to break open the seal and replace the seal. It's too much of a bother. If so, if we would be afraid he'll just make a small hole, that's not a big bother. But you're telling me we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're not afraid for a small hole, only that it should break open the whole cover. So true, Rav Shimon is choshed for that. But we already passed before, for this also we're not afraid that the guy would break open the whole cover and replace a new cover. It's too much of a bother. If so, Ha'idna, since we passed like both of them, Ha'idna today, my time alone, my svin and chamro, the yad of the chavim. There should be no problem to leave a barrel of wine, a sealed barrel, with a guy, even for a long time. Even if the Jew goes away for a day or two, we should not be afraid. Because we passed like Reb Leza, that for ziyuf, that the guy will take out his time to break open the whole cover, we're not afraid, it's too much of a bother. So how come today we do not let a guy have our barrel of wine? So my answer is, even according to Reb Leza, Mishum Shaycha. We have to be afraid Mishum Shaycha, a small hole that's there already. Rashi says Mishum Shaycha means Nekev Dak Miyoid. It's a very small crack in the barrel already. Shubi Megufas Chovis, Lias Reyach Hayayin Yoytzei. That they want the smell of the wine to be able to come out. That it shouldn't spoil, otherwise it's no good. Or maybe in order to smell the wine. But there's always a small type of a crack there anyway. Rashi says, because you have to be afraid, Shema Yikadeach Shom. Maybe that small hole will make it as just a drop wider to get a straw in there, and it'll start to drink from the wine. That's what we're afraid about. So true, we're not afraid he'll break open the whole barrel like of Shimon, because we pass like Reb Leza, that for real Ziv, we're not afraid. We're only afraid that when all the barrels have small holes, well, at least the smell comes up. That's why we're afraid if you leave it for a long time, he'll go ahead and open up that. That's why the mice, we do not deposit our barrels of wine by the guy. Unless you have a choysim or te choysim. That's what Rashi says. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Zoyna oivedes kechavim. A Jewish boy has his girlfriend there. A zoyna oivedes kechavim. She's a shiksa. Now, the Yisrael Mesu Metzla, and the Jewish boy invited his girlfriend over to the house, and there's wine in the house. The locher is chamrishori. The wine in the house is still mutter to drink. Why? Need the talk of Yitzchak the Avera, the boy, the Jew, has a taiva to have znus with this lady, but Yitzchak the Yai Nesel.